Welcome back to This Month in Small Business Technology on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, being assisted by Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Well, Linda, we have talked frequently about women in technology, about the opportunities, also the challenges, the barriers to increasing the number of women who are in the IT field. Interesting article here that says that Eastern Europe is one of the world leaders in helping women succeed in technology and IT. It says that it's kind of this article I'm running across here says that it's somewhat of it is a legacy of the communist era, where for national security reasons, men and women both were pushed into engineering and science occupations. And in addition to that, in countries like Bulgaria and Romania, they're fairly poor, and women found that if they wanted to make a good income, they trained up into IT and technology. So that kind of leads us into a discussion about, you know, where women in technology, where that is, as the status of it in the U.S. Is it increasing, decreasing, or, you know, what kind of changes have you seen in the last decade?
Well, it's unfortunately, it's actually decreasing in a lot of fields. It's just women are finding a hard time sort of breaking through the male culture of technology, and even engineering and some of those other technology and medical and those kinds of fields. It's unfortunate because they find that there's a culture environment that they're not comfortable with. You might look to Uber and their recent trials and tribulations as an example. They finally did an investigation, and they found over 215 incidents that they have to deal with of things like sexual harassment and just all kinds of things going on in that company. And it was because a woman reported finally publicly what happened to her in that company. And unfortunately, in the tech culture, the tech environments, it's more prevalent than it should be substantially. And I don't think there's enough companies yet paying attention to it. So while they may be making efforts to hire women, and some of them are, they're not necessarily making the changes to their company environments that they need to keep women and to make women have an environment where they can be successful. When you have to not only do your job, but you have to also sort of tread these scary waters of dealing with all of these different prejudices or harassment or these other kinds of things that you might run into, you finally get to a point, at least a large percentage do, where you decide it's not worth it. And what happens is many of these women will leave and oftentimes will go on to become founders of their own small companies. But then they run into another situation where they don't necessarily get access to venture capital like men do. That's been reported on quite a bit. So, yeah, women definitely need to get a break in the technology field. There's just no doubt about it.
Well, speaking of Uber, I just see as we're recording here, I see a news bulletin that their CEO, Travis Kalanick, is going to have to take a leave of absence. And released a lot of their employees in the wake of this harassment scandal.
Their second in command was gone as of yesterday, and I'm not surprised given some of the memos that have been released that Travis wrote. I'm not surprised they're making him do this.
For small business owners who, you know, both men and women who use IT firms and technology companies to help them be successful, is there anything that they can do with their vendors to help ensure that there are opportunities being available to women in tech?
Well, I think particularly large companies have the ability to have an awful lot of clout They can make it a requirement of contracts that they sign with companies. If you want our business, you must have X percent of women working in these fields and X percent of women in management or on your board. And we expect there to be a certain kind of culture. We expect there to be no incidents of things like sexual harassment and that sort of thing. I think large companies have the clout to be able to do that, particularly when working with smaller firms. Now, as far as larger firms that, you know, don't have the ability to have that kind of clout used on them, I think that's when it comes down to government regulation is one thing that needs to be applied. I also think pressure from employees. They have to start standing together. And I think women's groups, technology, trade associations, there has to be a lot more pressure applied that this is the expectation that we have of you. This is what we need to see in today's America.
Linda Deschant is the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business Technology on the Michigan Business Network. We'll take a break and come back and wrap up this month's show right after this.